Council Executive Committee meeting, July 28th, 4 p.m., 8th floor conference room. Approval minutes, July 14, 2015 meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Joining us today, council members Cartier, Tackett, Bell, Hollins, Smiley, and Diller, and my legislative aide, Anthony DeFury. Agenda items 3, 4, 5, and 6. Councilman Hollins, would you report to the council, please?
Yes, these are consenting to the appointment to the Housing Advisory Board. We had discussion about that. I believe all of these people were part of the original Housing Board, and the department made an effort to contact those as council had directed to see if they were still interested in serving. There is some glitch with the administration that we just found out about, and they don't want us to move forward with these at this time. So none of these people will be interviewed. Hopefully they will still be interested to continue on, but that is the status as of now.
Thank you, Councilman. We were just literally informed, so we'll circle back at the appropriate time. Thank you, Councilman Hollins. Any comments or questions on R15-140-141-142-143? Ordinance 15-075 to amend the pay plan and rates of pay for non-union classified service employees and adopt the class specification for the position of Land Use Services Administrator. HR team is here. Ms. Dunning, would you please opine?
Good afternoon. First of all, the positions that are being presented to you today are new positions, new class steps that you do have to come before council. In addition, some of them are say grade 28 higher, which is this particular one. The land use acting manager will be probably handing out a study here, an operational efficiency study implementation plan, which was released on March 17, 2015. From that study, there was some positions that were identified, including this one, the land use administrator. We worked with land use, developed a class spec, went before the Human Resource Board on June 4th, and then, of course, is now being presented to you. Pink Troop is here. There is some funding impact that's on your second page there, because some of these are going to be involved trading in positions, and the pay plan is on Exhibit A, which is going to be grade 28.
Councilman Sheldon has joined us. Councilman Smiley.
I have a question, the same question on all four. So I'll just pose that now. Nothing personal, but I have some apprehension here. What I'd like to know, because apparently we drafted specs for these four new positions. Is it anticipated that we have current county employees that would be qualified to fill these positions, or are these specs drafted with outside non-county employees already in mind?
Councilman Smiley, each position is taken into consideration. I do believe we have individuals that are qualified, but most of our postings are open competitive. There are times where we will do promotional postings for more of our career development purposes for our employees, which I think that you'll see later on. There'll be another spec introduced at another meeting that's with that in mind.
I bring that up. Well, I'm in the honest labor background, because I have not been at before where jobs are detailed to specific people, so others can't, but I will look forward to following these four positions should they be free.
Councilman Cartier.
Yeah, just to follow on, just to restate for the record, Ms. Dunning, so you're saying that if we create these new class specifications, then it'll be a posted, you know, and competitive process.
Correct.
Okay, on all the ones that you have on the agenda here.
I believe so. I mean, oops, a little bit more thoroughly, but I do know that there might be some, being open competitive, county employees would be able to still at least to apply for them.
Any other questions for HR? Present.
The only other thing, Council President, I believe people know with these class specs that the managers during the study and everything identified these positions, and it was presented probably during their FY16 budget. And I could probably have Coop, if you can confirm that. Hopefully, you can walk that from here. But that was, I know that was one of Council's concerns sometimes, and we are trying to get our managers to plan accordingly.
Thank you. Agenda item number 8. Ordinance 15-076 to amend the pay plan and rates of pay non-union classified service employees and adopt the class specification for the position of finance officer. Ms. Dunning?
President, similar to what I had said earlier, but one thing I want to do with this position, finance positions are almost in every department. Similar to if you have class specs like legal secretary, confidential assistants. So what we're doing here is when people apply for that position, that could translate to other departments such as land use, the police department. So this way we put out one posting, have as many people as we can reach. And as positions come available due to the eligibility list for land use or the finance department or the public safety department, they can draw from that list. And more importantly, anytime you have finance people working in with the budgets, they would also have to refer and coordinate activities with the finance director, CFO, in their department.
Thank you. Any comments or questions from council? Public comment? Seeing none, move on to number 9, Ordinance 15-077, to amend the pay plan and rates of pay for non-union classified service employees and adopt the class specification for the position of public safety grant analyst. This will be tabled. Spoke with the public safety director this morning. There's some unreadiness. This will be tabled. Mr. Bryant, do you have anything to add?
No, sir.
Thank you, sir. Agenda item number 10, Ordinance 15-078, to amend the pay plan and rates of pay for non-union classified service employees and adopt the class specification for the position of development facilitator. HR, please.
Yes, President. This class spec, which is a new position, was approved by the Human Advisory Board on June 4th. It is also, I believe George may know the page, is evolved from this study and was a recommendation. And if you kindly let me, I'm going to
sure.
also defer to land use to,
sure.
to probably give you more of an in depth because I'm not as familiar with the study. I did brief it over.
Sure, sure.
George Hire, Land Use Department. I can pass these out for you if you'd like, or I can just talk to you about it. You've all received operational efficiency studies and action plans by the department. They were, these were all used as the building blocks in order to figure out what we needed to do or adjustments we needed to make inside the organization. This is just a result or the final end product of a result of all of that effort and energy. One of the things that was recognized was the development facilitator and coordinator. In the process of trying to deal with the land development plans, you know, the department always took a look at it and said, well, that doesn't take us very long. We're less than 10% of the time for these things to get things done. But our plan, our development process and review process does incorporate outside review agencies into that as well. DLDOT, DENREC, FEMA, Army Corps of Engineers. There's a variety of folks that could touch those plans, just to name you know, a few of them. So what we're trying to do is to make sure as that project marches through the review, comment, approval process that we've got somebody that can stay on top of those and get people to all the different places that they need to be, and develop relationships with folks along the way. We've started initially trying to, you know, to do this effort as well. Folk that we get involved with is DelDOT, and we're trying to build relationships with them to help in this process, so that we're not sending somebody off to a far, far away place. They're telling their story, coming back telling us their story, us telling a different story. We're actually there when the story's being told. It kind of cuts down on the mischief sometimes that occurs along the way. But it also helps us get people organized so that when we're going through these steps with these outside review agencies, ultimately the brass ring belongs to us. We got to get through it, and we've got to sign off and say that it's okay. When they get through the review agencies, you know, we're trying to expedite that process or facilitate that process. Expedite sounds like believing something out. So, facilitate.
Councilmember Diller?
So, this person would be the point of contact for all those outside agencies?
As that plan gets officially submitted to the department, that person would take that plan, look at those outside agencies, work with the internal review groups, and also, you know, be the conduit and contact for the outside review agencies as well. That was one of the things that came out of the studies that we saw that said, you know, if you want to improve your process, your land development review process, if you want to do that, then you need to engage the outside agencies. It's one thing to say you got to have that review. It's another thing to say help facilitate that review along the way. So that's what it is.
Any other comments or questions from council? Any public comment? Seeing none, thank you, George. We now have a discussion. This was an issue that Councilman Weiner wanted to discuss in his absence. His aide, Lou Hinkle, is here. September council meeting scheduled. Mr. Hinkle.
Councilman Weiner is making a request of members of council out of respect for the citizens of Jewish faith in Newcastle County to move the currently scheduled council meeting from September 22nd to another date to honor the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur. And that being the holiest day of the Jewish calendar, we thought it would be inappropriate, even though you could probably still continue and have meetings before Sunday, but we thought it would be inappropriate to have meetings that day period, and ask for the kind consideration of council that they be scheduled to another date.
Does he have a alternative date?
Well, it's something that the clerk's office is working on.
Madam Clerk.
That's the Garden of the Clerk of Council. I gave a calendar there with some suggestions if you want to move it. We have a fifth Tuesday in September, which you see on the calendar, which keeps everything in sync. Mm-hmm. If we would move it to that, or we have done, you know, the Monday meetings, so we can move to the day before. But with a fifth Tuesday, it doesn't affect October, and it would work out well that way if that's what council desires.
Mr. Smiley.
Motion to move the second September meeting to September 29th.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it.
All committees related there, too.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. No problem. Anything on the other? Anything on the public comment? Will you have something?
Just a quick question.
Yes.
Mr.
Hinkle.
We're not a little for Bob Ryan. Posing a question earlier, I just wanted to ask a quick question regarding the one proposed position for the county regarding the land use office. How does this position differ from the current assistant land use general manager's function as opposed to what's happening now? If they
George?
And I apologize for not having that.
Sure. Earlier. Well, the land use general manager and the assistant general manager work on operational issues that occur daily. This person is specifically tasked with making sure that those outside review agencies are touched and addressed following a particular plan through. So you may be having a plan that this needs a DLDOT review. At the same time, you may be having a crisis inside where somebody from code enforcement is involved in something. Building inspections may have something that needs to be done. The engineering section may have something that needs to be done, an operational issue versus plan review. Okay?
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Anything on the public comment? Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Thank you.